Here's a thought I'll title Everyday Life Interrupted. I've been flipping back through previous issues of Lenswork for a special project yet to be publicly announced, but headed your way soon. Anyway, I've been looking back at all kinds of portfolios that we've published and kind of surprisingly found an interesting consistency with so many of those portfolios. And it's simply this, that the photographer says they were going through everyday life kinds of things. They were not out photographing. They didn't have their camera in hand. They're just going through life. And all of a sudden, they saw something and they thought, that could be an interesting photograph or even an interesting project that might require many photographs. And I think it's fascinating how just going through life unexpectedly, not really even looking for photography, that something happens that creates a sort of, I'll call it a sympathetic vibration with their creative soul. It just pops in. And there it is. And they say, I've got to photograph it. And then they grab their camera and interrupt their daily life, whatever they're doing, to make art. I'm fascinated by that. And if you go back and look through your pages of Lenswork, it's amazing how many times that kind of story comes up. When we're least expecting it, something occurs to us. The obvious question is, how do we explain this? It's not as though we're out looking for photographs. Are the photographs looking for us? Is it possible that there's something going on in our subconscious mind below the conscious level so we're not even aware of it, but yet somehow we connect with that subject, with that moment of light, or that moment of activity, or that juxtaposition of related elements? Something makes an impact on us, and we are gifted this photographic opportunity by, well, some people call it the photo gods, some people call it luck, some people call it stumbling on the light. Who knows? But for whatever reason, an opportunity to make a photograph appears out of nowhere. And the other interesting thing that I noticed about this as I was flipping through Lenswork is how many times that experience in the middle of daily life didn't lead to a picture, but led to a project. Now, maybe I'm being unfair there because that's what we tend to publish in Lenswork is projects. But it's kind of interesting to me that when a photographer says they suddenly saw something in a new way and they thought this is going to be a photographic thing, so they grabbed their camera, they don't make one picture. They make 20, 40, 60, 80 pictures, and suddenly it's a big project. It's the combination of a subject that lends itself to multiple kinds of compositions and angles of view and all of those photographic things that we love, but it's also just exactly the right light and maybe the right tones and maybe the right mood or feel. But the project grows to beyond the individual image or the two or three, and suddenly it's anything from seeing in sixes to 100 images that might be a book. Because this has happened so often in Lenswork, and we see it with repetition, it sort of makes me wonder if we shouldn't try to cultivate a strategy out of this. How do we bring sensitivity and openness and receptivity to the photographic potential that finds us in the midst of everyday life? How do we do that? Can we just start thinking photographically? I don't know. We're in the midst of everyday life. When you're shopping for groceries, I'm not thinking photographically. But maybe I could, maybe I should. Other photographers have. Or when you're raking the leaves, or mowing the lawn, or who knows what everyday activity you might be doing, just driving down the road, and there's a photographic opportunity. Don't get me wrong, I love going out searching for photographs. I love the intense concentration and the purposefulness of having my camera and going out searching for photographs on purpose. But it seems like through the pages of Lenswork and the people we've published, and I have to say within my own personal work too, It's amazing how many times the photographic opportunities pop up when we least expect them and interrupt our everyday life, at least if we're sensitive to it and can manage to strategize everything from time management to gear management. So when that happens, we're available and ready and can take a few moments or a few hours and do something interesting photographically as a short interruption to everyday life.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.